Welcome to Chasing Greatness here on a Sunday morning. It's been a great Thanksgiving week. I hope you've had a great week. I've had a really great week. It's been so much fun to hang out with family and friends. I got to see all my kids this week, and my wife and I have had a really great time. Got to play golf one day with some buddies of mine. It's such a fantastic week to have a little downtime. Hope you had some time off as well. And I hope you didn't eat as much as I did. I'm not sure that was good. I need to eat a little less this next week because we had a lot of good food and family. It was so fun to hang out over the weekend together. I got a verse for you today. On Sunday morning, we usually share a Bible verse with you. I love to read the Bible, and I think it's so practical to our lives. It speaks to everything, and I'm just so grateful that we have truth that we can rely on, we can read. And this verse today is appropriate for this week. I think it's Psalm 118. It's just the first verse there in Psalm 118. It says this: "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." And there's a few things there in that verse that I think are really good, but let's just start with giving thanks to God. I mean, it's our lives are such a gift, and your life is a gift. God made you. You got greatness in you. It is such a gift from heaven that he decided, hey, I want him or I want her to be here. And to give us life, to have an opportunity to just get up every day. And we got creation around us that we can, you know, it's been so pretty the last few weeks with the leaves changing and the seasons changing. Now it's getting a little cold. My friends up in Buffalo, they had about 6 feet of snow last week. I'm glad we're not dealing with that. But there's so many beautiful, I saw some beautiful pictures from it, though. So many beautiful things that we have to be thankful for. And so let's make sure that when we give thanks, and I'll just say this, we read Abraham Lincoln's proclamation, or part of it, last week before Thanksgiving. It's so easy for Thanksgiving to just be some random Thursday or I guess the third Thursday in, not random, it's the same every year, but the third Thursday in November. And yet, if that's all we think Thanksgiving is, man, we miss so much. It really is about having gratitude and being thankful to God every day. And it says the reason we're thankful to God is he's good. He's good. I just want to remember that God is good. Sometimes when things aren't good for me, God is still good. For his steadfast love endures forever. And the fact that God could love us and care about us forever, I mean, that's pretty cool if you ask me. I hope you believe that. I hope you understand that somebody does care about you. When things aren't so good, God is still good. And you have the opportunity, just like everybody else, to either be grateful or to be ungrateful. And the people I know who are grateful, they're a lot more fun to be around than the people who are ungrateful. I just want to leave you again with that verse. Give thanks to the Lord today, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. When things around you are hard, just remember God is good and you can be thankful to him. So I hope, again, you've had a really great Thanksgiving week. I hope this next week's going to be a good one. I think if we live gratefully and we express that in our heart and in our actions, it's going to be a lot better for us and the people around us. And as we build toward this next year, we've been talking about that. It's this idea of gratitude, but remembering every day that your life is a gift from God. I think that can be a catalytic in you having the best year you've ever had in your life. Hope you'll share with somebody today. Hope you'll come back this next week for our fresh content here on Chasing Greatness. Love you guys. You guys are awesome. Thanks for all you're doing. But let's don't forget, it's not just about doing, it's about being. This week's been Soul Week. Let's make sure our souls are healthy. If we're grateful and grateful to the right person, God in heaven, it's going to position us to have healthy souls like never before. All right, see you tomorrow.